USA Radio News with Dan Meraki.
President Biden has signed an order to reinstate travel restrictions aimed at reducing the spread of coronavirus. Limits on non-U.S. citizens traveling to the U.S. from the U.K., Ireland, and much of Europe were lifted by former President Trump in his final days in office. This new order reapplies those restrictions and adds South Africa to the list of areas under restriction. The president also says he believes he may be able to raise his goal for vaccinations in his first 100 days to 150 million doses administered. He told reporters Monday that increased vaccinations would put the country on a path towards herd immunity.
I feel confident that by summer we're going to be well on our way to heading toward herd immunity and increasing the access for people who aren't on the first on the list, all the way going down to children and how we deal with that. But I feel good about where we're going, and I think we can get it done.
This is USA Radio News.
For 3 years, you've heard me talk about MyPillow and the MyPillow Premium Pillow and how I get the best night's sleep of my life, how they don't go flat. They are washable and dryable and made in the USA. And it continues the MyPillow Premium Pillow special for Mike Lindell. A standard or queen-size premium MyPillow, $29.98. You're saving $40. King-size pillows, only $5 more. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. And while you're at MyPillow.com, check out all the deep discounts on all the other MyPillow products. MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175.
A former White House staffer now has her eyes set on the governor's mansion in Arkansas. Jeremy Scott has the story from the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau.
Sarah Sanders, who served as press secretary in the Trump administration, announced Monday she's running for governor of Arkansas.
As governor, I will defend your right to be free of socialism and tyranny, your Second Amendment right to keep your family safe, and your freedom of speech and religious liberty. Our state needs a leader with the courage to do what's right, not what's politically correct or convenient.
Sanders is the daughter of former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee. She has reportedly been considering running for governor since before she left the White House in 2019. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
Sanders will face current Lieutenant Governor Tim Griffin and Attorney General Leslie Rutledge in a Republican primary. The winner will look to replace current Governor Asa Hutchinson, who is term limited in 2022. This is USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
President Joe Biden issued an executive order Monday aimed at boosting American manufacturing. Jeremy Scott has the story from the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau.
The president signed an executive order Monday to revitalize America's manufacturing industry.
Under the previous administration, the federal government contract awarded directly to foreign companies went up 30%. That is going to change on our watch.
The executive order directs the federal government to increase its purchases of American-made goods and remove loopholes.
Today, I'm taking the first steps in my larger Build Back Better recovery plan that invests in American workers, unions and businesses up and down the supply chain.
About 540,000 factory jobs have been lost since last February. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
And the NBA and its players union are reportedly in talks to hold some form of an All-Star game in early March. The game, originally scheduled for mid-February in Indianapolis, was canceled as part of the league's agreement to finish last season and delay the beginning of this season. ESPN is reporting that Atlanta is the current favorite to host the game on March 7th. In the middle of the league's 6-day midseason break. A potential game isn't expected to feature any of the fan interactions that have been a pivotal part of past All-Star weekends. And the director of Arizona's spring training league is asking Major League Baseball to delay the beginning of spring training. In a letter to Commissioner Rob Manfred, Executive Director Bridget Binsbacher cited the high rate of COVID-19 infections in the Phoenix area as a reason to wait until March to bring teams in. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.